It's time for this week's Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. And we're back this week with Carolyn Brower. She's the Executive Director of the Nebraska Wheat Growers Association and Ag Promotion Coordinator with the Nebraska Wheat Board. And Carolyn, this week we're talking about your upcoming annual meeting happening January 15th in Lincoln. It's also running in conjunction with the Nebraska Crop Improvement Association. So tell us about what exactly you've got on the agenda this year.
Sure. So this is a meeting that we hold every year, and a couple of the big things that we typically cover, we'll do a financial review of our previous fiscal year so members can kind of know what's been going on financially with the organization. We'll also do what we call our review of resolutions. So these are kind of what guide the policy standpoints that the organization operates on when looking at state or federal policy issues. And then we also will do our election of officers. So this is where we'll determine who the president is and who will continue to serve on the association board, that kind of also help dictate how our policies are carried out and how the board operates and organization conducts its business.
And Carolyn, when you talk about the annual meeting, it's important to point out that it is open to the public, anyone interested in attending.
So the meeting is open to anyone. When we do votes on like policy resolutions and issues like those, voting is closed and only allowed to be done by members of the association. That being said, folks can update their membership if they've let it lapse or purchase a membership when they arrive at the meeting.
Also, a meal is going to be happening there, and so RSVPs are encouraged.
Yes, we will have a hot plated lunch, and for that, as well as for giving some of our guest speakers, we will have an export marketing report from U.S. Wheat Associates and a farm bill report from NOG, and just so a little bit of awareness for them as well in case they bring handouts, so we know how many handouts and we know how much food. We're asking folks to RSVP either by calling the office 402-471-2358, or they can email us at newheatgrowers@gmail.com. And if they could just contact us by January 3rd, that way, like we said, we can have a head count and make sure everyone has materials and food. We would appreciate it.
And for those wondering, it does not cost anything to attend the annual meeting.
No, because we want to engage producers, and because policy can have such a far-reaching impact on agriculture, we want these meetings to be open and available to producers. And so the meeting is free of cost for anyone to attend. The only thing we ask, again, so we know how much food to have for everyone, is that they just RSVP.
All right, Carolyn, anything additionally as we approach your upcoming meeting January 15th right there in Lincoln?
I would just say if anyone has questions, concerns, wants to look at the agenda, wants more information on the organization, what we hope to achieve with this annual meeting, or what the outlook is like for the association heading into this next year, feel free to reach out with me here in the office or any of the association board members. We'd be happy to visit with producers.
All right. Thanks so much. Carolyn Brower, Executive Director of the Nebraska Wheat Growers Association, talking about their upcoming annual meeting happening January 15th. And that's been this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters.